yeah, you're listening to Chicks Who Love Music. These three broads love all things music related. This podcast will feature their stories and tales. Their memories might not be the sharpest, but what they lack in real music knowledge, they make up for in personality. Enjoy.
Well, actually,
corn shucking.
So everyone listening, we're Chicks Who Love Music, but we were just, this is a conversation. I want people to know that Leslie calls it detangling corn.
No, detasseling.
Oh, detasseling corn. I think it's called shucking.
And then there's a question as to what shucking corn is. First of all,
yeah.
Before we get into it, Leslie, introduce us.
Hi, I'm Leslie. You're listening to Chicks Who Love Music, and I'm with Kia and Jillian, and we are talking about working summer jobs when you're a teenager. And mm-hmm. I'm from Michigan, and a lot of people I know would get a job detasseling corn.
I don't know what detasseling corn means. I thought it is like shucking corn, which to me, shucking corn means you're ripping off the green leaves and the fuzz
and those
at
hairy
the top
bits.
Of the corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Leslie
Which,
thought,
by the way, I can do one thing of corn. Like, I can shuck one thing of corn in two pulls. Ooh, eat it.
I think you're thinking
really
of
good.
Husking corn.
You think it's called husking? Why, do you shuck clams?
Sorry, I'm looking up. I looked it up on the internet, everyone. What is shucking corn? Pulling the leaves and tassels straight down in one firm tug.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Break That's off the leaves and silks. Gather the leaves and silks at the base. Discard the leaves and silks. So it's not about taking the corn off, Les.
Oh, sorry. It's just taking the silk off?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the greenies.
Oh.
But what so I've never heard your word. Yeah, let's look up that.
Oh, God. I don't know. I never worked that job in the summer, so I guess I can't tell you what it means.
No, but there is it. I'll tell
one
you.
Of my, I had a farm job in the summer. We worked
you
on a raspberry harvester.
Okay, wait. Can I? Yeah. Oh, go ahead. No, tell
what
your thing
it?
And then I found it. Go ahead.
We
you
worked
had
on
a raspberry
harvester, which is like this giant machine that you have a person drive around, and then you stand on the back holding up like pallets for the berries. You drive the machine down the raspberry rows, the aisles, and it like hugs it and shakes the trees and the berries fall. And then they come out on a conveyor belt and you catch them in the, you know, in the bins or whatever you're holding, like a crate, a raspberry crate. And then sometimes snakes would come out or dead birds or like, and also we did this, we were totally illegal working on these things. We would work from like midnight to 6 in the morning. We would work on like all, yeah,
are you
it was.
Sure?
I'm
That's
100%
a horror
positive.
Movie.
It was,
That's
yeah,
why
it was
are you working overnight?
Because it was illegal because we were underage. And yeah, we would get paid under the table. And then we would also play this game we called Children of the Corn. So we would turn off the raspberry harvester at night. And then you would run out into the cornfields as deep as you can. And then get down on your hands and knees and try to crawl in between all the rows. Try to find each other and scare the shit out of each other.
I it quit
was,
that job.
No.
It was the best. It was the best. It was terrifying.
I don't
That's
like
my summer job.
I don't like that. I don't like children working the graveyard shift stories.
No, first of all, no. On a machine in the dark in the
no.
nature? Gross.
Who's running this well, machine in the dark?
Yeah, I'm calling
my cousin
this guy
was running
right
the machine and he, I think, was 16. Maybe 14. No, probably 16.
God. Are you sure it was a job and not that you stole a harvester machine?
No. We were getting paid.
Oh, my God. There's not enough money, let me just say.
It was in Oregon. It was in Oregon State. It was on a little island called Sylvie's Island. It's like a farmer island. That's all you do. It's farm.
Wow.
All right.
We lived there.
My worst summer job, which I never got paid for, by the way. I'm still pissed about it to this day. I had a temp company, like a temp agency, mm-hmm. and they sent me to this horrible office, like, you know, like an office with cubicles where you have to wear like pantyhose and like a suit type of outfit. And I had to work the copier machine in this mm-hmm. tiny room. Like the room was probably like, I don't know, 6 by 4 feet or something. It was just a copier machine and me standing like copying for 8 hours a day. And then I would have to take the whatever literature I was copying. Let's say it was an insurance office. I feel like it was insurance or something. And then I had to collate it together and then make stacks of whatever. And I did this for a flipping week.
That sounds like I would be drooling over that job.
Oh, I'm gonna kill myself.
I love shit like that.
I didn't mind the stacking part. That's kind of fun. But
I love the smell of a fresh copy.
Oh, you guys. And so literally it was like my summer job before college or one of them, you know, I was with the agency and they never paid me. What the heck?
Why?
Crazy. Rude.
I don't know. Like they went out of business or something or their management changed. I don't know. Something.
They were probably paying so much in toner, ink toner. They were like, fuck, we can't even pay this chick.
That's right. okay, to go back to detasseling. Porn is removing the immature pollen producing bodies, the tassel from the tops of corn plants and placing them on the ground. So Leslie, it seems like you're getting rid of something in the corn that won't grow into something else. It is a form of pollination control. Blah, 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 blah. Fields of corn that would be detasseled are planted with two varieties of corn. What happens if you don't do it? Your yield will decrease. So I think it's two different things. Detasseling
two and different shucking. Things.
Yeah. I see.
Welcome to our podcast.
Well, I never did. I never did that.
Good you. Your hands would have been ripped up.
You wear gloves.
Oh.
I'd rather staple a bunch of papers together.
I'd rather staple, but I didn't like standing all that time and then just like in a room by myself. And I don't even think I had my Walkman with me. Like, I think I had to just like stand there.
I had an after school high school job and it was on at a military hospital and I would have to go and file stuff.
Ew.
But I hated it so much. I think I just shoved paper into places. I never really did the correct clerical work.
Ah, Kia.
I love filing.
Yeah.
I do like to file. I could file. I like the alphabet.
I hate it.
I like to do things in alphabetical order. I like to do things that are like the Dewey Decimal System.
Speaking of alphabetical order, none of my lists today, by the way, everyone listening, can you see my lists? Because they're massive and
giant
none of them
printing
are in alphabetical order. So this is going to be a real, real stretch.
Okay, here's how mad you guys are at me. I didn't even write it out. It's still in my phone, which means I'm going to double up and I'm going to say blah, blah, blah. And you guys are going to say, you already said that. And I'm going to go, did I?
Yeah. And then we're going to be like, yes, bitch. What is our topic today?
Yeah,
our topic today is name songs with a man or a woman's name.
Yeah,
names. Everyone's got one. Names. I feel like there is a song, something like that.
Speaking of names, you're wearing a shirt right now, Kia, that says Jack White right on it.
Mm-hmm. That's his name.
That's his
name. Don't wear it out. Speaking of Jack White, I think I know. I definitely have. Oh my God, my list is too big. I really should have rethought this. The White Stripes has a name song, since you're going to bring it up. It wasn't even on my like greatest hits. And now I can't find it. So never mind. I'm going to go home.
Okay.
It's not off here. The top of your head?
No, because I'm looking at too much. I'm too dyslexic and I have to just really like, I really should have done this in some order.
Same.
And I know I have it because I sang it as soon as I wrote it down. Because it was actually a really fun game to try to figure out all of these songs. And now I can't find it.
Would you like with something else?
Yeah, let's start with something else. Fuck it.
Okay. Mine were off the top of my head, except for I asked my mom, what name songs can you think of? And she thought of one. And then I said to Fleming when I got back to California, what name songs can you think of? And he gave me three, too. Oh,
mine were off the top of my head, but then I always have to look up and double check my work and also see who sings something.
Yeah.
So I had to Google into some name songs, but I'll tell you an error I made later because it was real funny. Okay. All right. Kia, why don't you start?
Okay, my first number one name song is Vera by Pink Floyd.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
I love
one. Which album set off of?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God damn it.
Let's I think see. It's The Waltz.
Is it?
I'm 99% sure.
Yeah, I think you are right.
Sing it.
Vera.
Very depressing.
What has become of you? And then he goes into the war, and like all these sad things happen, and this
must be off of The Wall. Then, if he goes into the war, yeah,
it does. Yeah, it is The Wall.
Correct. It was. Yeah, good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. It's a really beautiful song, though.
It is. It is. It is. it is. Okay, Leslie, what do you have?
It is. It is. It is. My first one on the list is Gloria by Van Morrison. That's a fucking killer. I'm putting that first on our playlist too, because man. I replayed that today, and I was like, this is a great song.
Great song. It is a great song. It's also a Kale. I do have Gloria. I have that Gloria, and then I also have G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria.
That's the same song.
Oh, ha, 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 never mind. Back to one. I did it. You know what? On my list, I just have G-L-O-R-I-A spaced out, written down, but no band next to it at all. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I think I have it. Oh, God, I really should have organized this shit. All right.
Okay. So I think it's John Lee Hooker and Van Morrison, but songwriter Van Morrison.
Oh, okay. Great.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure there's lots of covers of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Probably. First one that came to my mind was... And again, off the top of my head, you know how I love a story song. And a lot of these name songs are story songs. And it's Bon Jovi. And it's Tommy Used to Work on the Dock. Remember? And it's called Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Oh, I thought that it meant in the title.
I did too.
Oh, no, I didn't do any titles. I did lyrics. No,
I only did titles.
I oh, only shit. Did titles.
Oh, I
press okay, stop. I'm kidding. Forget no. it. It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, some God, of these are so titles, funny. But for the most part, it's just names of stuff in the songs. You guys, I did my assignment wrong. Oh well, this will be interesting. Let's see what we got. Maybe yeah, not as many fails. Yeah.
Did you do any songs with the names?
Yeah, oh, okay. A lot of them are the name of the song, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, but that one wasn't.
Well, we're not going to Kale with you.
Nope. Okay.
Do you have Jean Genie by David Bowie on your list?
No, because I'm stupid.
I thought for sure I have your name written next to that, because I thought you would have that.
I know. I have yours next to one as well.
Which one? Like, okay, we'll let Leslie and then tell me what.
Okay.
My next song is Melissa by the Allman Brothers Band. Whoops, let me get close to my...
I like that song.
Melissa by the Allman Brothers Band. I love that song.
I do it's too. Just... That's the Hey Melissa. Yes.
I don't have that. God.
Okay. This is in a title and also it's in the lyric. And you'll be surprised to know it's by my favorite band, Steely Dan. And
oh, yes.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
We talk about that song every episode.
I know. That's the problem. I have a few of these that
the
you
name
might...
of our podcast is now Chicks Who Love Steely Dan. Finally, everyone has come to Jesus and realized that they are fucking awesome. Thank you,
Chicks
Ricky.
Chicks Who Love Ricky, don't lose that number.
Chicks Who Love Ricky. Ricky, hey, Ricky, Ricky.
Leslie, if you don't want to put like repeat songs that have been on other playlists on, feel free not to. Because there are a few I know that I've said before for other
it's
topics.
It's okay.
Okay.
Leslie, I have your name written next to this. And Marie's The Name by Elvis, which is one of my most favorite Elvis songs. And also, Morrissey did a cover of it.
Oh.
That's cool.
Do you know that one?
No.
No.
Very old friend came by today.
It was so good. Tell everyone. Okay, anyway, it's like one of my favorite Elvis songs. Marie's The Name.
Nice.
Marie's The Name.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Do you guys have Michelle by the Beatles?
No, but I have a couple other Beatles songs.
Yeah, let me see what I have by the Beatles. Oh, let me wrap myself out. I had to look up certain things like who sang what or double check the titles. Emily Rigby
by the Beatles. No, Jillian.
It's not. It's Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah. Kale. But
I had written down Emily Rigby. Hi, oh, Emily. Tired much? You know that hit song by the Beatles, Emily Rigby?
Emily Rigby sits in a house on a... Her name's not Emily.
No, I don't, Leslie. I don't have that, but that's a great song.
Which one did you say, Les?
Michelle, we took that song. I took French in high school for 2 years, and I remember that someone brought a Beatles tape in and we played that song for our teacher. And I remember her being like, psht, about it.
Ugh. Why?
Teacher, I don't know. Maybe they didn't speak French correctly, or I don't know.
What's Beatles. What's my bell mean? Michelle, my bell. Bell, girl, my girl.
I have no clue.
Maybe Leslie, baby bell cheese.
What happened
maybe
for 2 years? Cheese.
I really don't know any French anymore. Just because I took it doesn't mean I know it. I also took piano. I can't play anything. I took flute. Can't play anything.
Can you play another Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
You guys, what about Dear Prudence?
Oh, my God. Yes.
I have another one. But my list is so messed up.
Your list is so long that you might have like 40 Beatles songs.
I know. I think I had at least like 4. Anyway, we'll probably find it later.
Can I also say with the Eleanor Rigby that if we're talking about the lyrics, they also mentioned Father McKenzie, which happens a lot in songs with names. There's also another name. So title, Eleanor Rigby. But it's a story about Eleanor and Father McKenzie, equal parts.
Like that's Gina all. Worked the diner all day?
Exactly.
Okay.
If Tom worked on the docks, we're still going to hear about Gina's story. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I love it.
Aretha Franklin also did a cover, not that we're doing another cover episode, but she also did Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a different... Eleanor Rigby. It's a much faster.
Did we talk about that on our...
No, we never did. We didn't. Oh. We didn't. And guess what? Her song, Eleanor Rigby, is so good. It's a very fast-paced... You know, she like goes for it.
I think that's one of the most depressing songs ever.
Why? Because the crash at the end? Is that the one with the crash at the end?
No, it's just they're lonely people. They're just like doing their thing all by themselves and no one's going to hear Father or whatever sermon. Right,
is she just sweeping up rice in the church?
She's just sweeping up and they're just by themselves and like so sad. Where are their friends? Are they friends with each other? I don't know.
Maybe they secretly have crushes on each other and they actually really love spending time together.
Yeah, where's part D of that?
Emily story? And Father McKenzie. Oh my God.
I know.
Okay. Les, what else do you have?
All right, so I have another Michelle on my list, and it's Guns N' Roses, My Michelle.
Boom, yes, Kale.
Yeah!
That's one of the best Michelle songs ever. My cat agrees.
Your cat just said yes.
She sure did.
You know what I messed up? I shouldn't have printed it on 2 sides. That's where I really messed up.
Now we know for later.
Nine. Do you guys have LOLA Lola? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I just got excited.
No, I don't have that song, and that's a great song. Good job.
The Kinks. Lola.
The Kinks. All right. This is for sure a kill. I'm going to say three-way is my guess. Y'all, do you have Jenny by Tommy Two-Tone? Tommy Two-Tone? 8675. We already did it for a different episode numbers.
I didn't have it.
No.
The title is Jenny.
I know. I didn't even think
it's called 8675309, and then in parentheses, it's Jenny.
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
Either way, I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Oh, I'm not surprised. A triple kale. That was literally the third thing I thought of in my mind. Okay.
Can you tell me why they sound like they have British accents? Are they from England? Tommy Two-Tone?
Let's find out.
I probably already talked about this on our numbers episode.
No, I don't remember this conversation.
About them
if
being
If you
British?
Have dementia, you can listen to our podcast because we don't remember stuff and we repeat it and you won't know it.
Well, they're an American pop duo. So if they think they're British, then that's on them, but they're not.
Maybe they wanted to be.
Maybe.
Maybe. But yes, Leslie, it says the number 8675309, and then there's a backslash Jenny as the title.
Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to? I don't even have that. Oh, wait.
Wait,
yes,
that's a different one, isn't it?
No.
That's
a different song. Huh?
Wait, what?
That's the same song.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Why'd I think Rick Springfield sang that?
That's Jesse's Girl, which should be on my list.
That's on my list.
Dang it.
Jesse's Girl is on my list.
Kale, I'm Jesse's Girl.
I had Jesse's Girl.
Okay, I'm going to go.
What can I find? Okay, but that song has like the strangest, like, what is the line that he says about when he sees them? I'm trying to think of the lyric right now. It's like the weirdest.
Because he feels so dirty when I start talking cute. Yeah. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot.
Moot. How many songs have the fucking word moot in it? Not a lot.
How many things rhyme with cute?
My favorite part of the whole song. Moot.
Moot.
I just like saying it.
It's a moot point, y'all.
Okay, what else?
Okay, I guess actually it's your turn because I said 8675. I said it a lot.
I mean, I don't know how this isn't everyone's first one. Roxanne. Roxanne.
Oh, I don't have it.
I don't even have it.
What?
What?
You don't have to put on the red light.
Oh, I'm mad at myself.
I must have reached the end of my page and then was like, I'm good. Because I didn't do any extra research. Sorry.
I did a million just voice texts because I was just going back and forth and like just talking it into my phone in my notes.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
That's nice that you do it that way. That's smart.
I mean, it helps because then I don't have to write it. I actually just
Your dictaphone?
Yes, a dictaphone. And I put my mouth up close to my dictaphone. Roxanne is so good. Album. Is that the Police album?
The Police? Maybe. Or Synchronicity.
And the self-titled?
It's not Synchronicity.
I thought it was... Okay. What else are you guys doing?
Really,
you guys, this is
my homework.
I can't be required to know the song, who wrote it, what album it's on, and what year. Okay?
Well,
if I think of something...
You do some Googling, don't you?
Yes, I do. But sometimes it's just to find out Emily's real name is Eleanor.
Oh, my God. That's
thinking of See Emily Play by Pink Floyd.
I have that on my list. Thank you very much. Kale.
I don't have it on my list, though.
I do. It's from their first album. I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure. I'm just saying that right now with Syd Barrett. And it's very... It feels sweet, but it's also a little sinister.
Mm.
See Emily Play. It's very like,
creepy.
Like
that didn't sound sinister when you sang it. It sounded cute.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm cute.
See
and that
Emily Play. It sounds sweet. Yeah, sounds so sweet. Cute. From the brain of Syd Barrett.
That's right.
Super sweet.
Okay, wait. I'm confused. Whose turn is it?
Me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you remember the song from the 80s by Kool and the Gang called Joanna,
I love
you. Gosh, that's so lovely of a song. Man, I've never wanted my name to be Joanna more than that. Yeah, Kool and the Gang.
I didn't have that on my list, and I love that song.
Jealous of Joanna. Song. That guy's hot. Yeah.
I'm jealous of every girl who got a song written about her. Which brings
the only thing that rhymes with Kia is diarrhea. So there's nothing.
That's the only thing that rhymes.
Yes. Kia, poo,
what about Mamma Mia?
Diarrhea.
How about Mamma Mia?
Mia?
Papa Pia.
That's it. That's my song. You just wrote it.
Okay. Well, this next song I thought It doesn't have it in the title. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. Keep going.
And I did think that we've talked about it before, and I do think that it was for me when I was little, because my name is Jill when I was little, and it's Da Do Run Run Run.
So yeah, we talked about that a long time ago.
We did talk about
a Monday and my heart stood still.
Da Do Run Run Run, Da Do Run Run. But if any song ever...
Who sings the original?
Sean Cassidy?
No. That's a cover, and it's called Bill. Somebody told me that his name was Bill.
I've heard that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The original, original. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, you just made me think of a Sean Cassidy song that really does have a name in the title. Hey, Deanie. Oh, I love him so much.
I don't know that song, Hey, Deanie.
I know. Do we know? I feel like you might have made that up.
I did not.
Do it.
Hey, Deanie, won't you come out tonight? The stars are dancing like diamonds in the moonlight. Oh. Why don't you know it?
I don't know. I really thought I had a fancy for Sean Cassidy, but clearly I didn't.
Poser.
Poser.
I probably already sang it during our episode where we talked about Sean Cassidy. What was the first albums or something?
Yeah.
You didn't sing that song.
I might have, because... I don't remember.
Me either. Okay. Good one.
I thought you both would have this on your list because there's a little band named Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a couple songs. I don't know if you've heard of them. Christine, 16.
I have it.
And Beth. Kale.
Super double kale. And we've talked super about both kale. Of them before and how super creepy Christine, 16 is. Real creepy. But also, I want to go on record to say I think that Beth is maybe my favorite Kiss song. I don't know why.
It's just a goodie.
It was like the time it came out and I was little and it felt like, you know, who didn't love a ballad or whatever? I don't know. I just loved it. And did we discuss Paul Stanley sings it?
No. Peter Criss sings it.
Peter Criss sings it. There you go. Okay. All right. Sorry, Leslie, I think it's you.
Next, I will say Donna by Richie Valens.
Oh, Donna. Oh,
so good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Nobody's named Donna anymore.
That's not true. The woman that I'm going to go work with in Albuquerque, her name is Donna. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying little. Do you know any little
baby
Donnas?
Named Donna?
Yeah, baby Donna.
Baby Donna.
Like, hey, there's Donna. Like none of Quinny's schoolmates are called Donna, right? That's like
not a lot of Barbs, not a lot of Donnas.
No,
I think that those are cute names. Why don't people do that?
I don't know. It'd be real cute.
Bring it back.
I'm going to bring it back. But before I do, I'm going to tell you my next one, which is Jane Says by Jane's Addiction.
Oh, yeah, I have that for sure.
Jane says, I'm done with Sergio. Another song with another name in it.
Dueling.
Talking about Jane, but also Sergio's in the song too.
Everybody's in it.
How about the song Jane by, is it Jefferson Starship? Or Jefferson
Airplane?
Whatever. I didn't have it on my list, but now I got to Google it. But I like that song. That's the opening track song from Wet Hot American Summer, which is one of our favorite comedies.
I don't have that on my list.
I don't either, and that's so
Jefferson
random.
Starship.
Whoa.
And it was called Jane?
Yeah.
I have Mary Jane by Tom Petty, but is it called Last Dance with Mary Jane? Is that the full title?
Yeah.
I have that,
Mary
Jane.
Jane's Last Dance is what it's called.
Oh, Mary Jane's Last Dance. I love Tom Petty. I know
I had a Tom Petty, but I don't see where I put it. So I'm sorry. My cat keeps knocking this. My cat is knocking the mic, you guys. I'm so sorry.
She wants to record. I have another song called Christine by Susie and the Banshees.
Mm. Oh.
Do you know that one? Christine, the Strawberry Girl, Christine.
Nope. But do you have Billie Jean by Michael Jackson?
Hell yeah, I have Billie Jean.
Good girl.
I'm
you do, Leslie?
You, my list.
Absolutely not. But do you have Mary Jane by Rick James?
Oh, no, I wish.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel all right. She makes my heart sing.
Hey, speaking of which, did you ever go back to Rick James's?
No, we still. Did you say deck house?
I did.
Yeah.
Final resting apartment.
No, we
place?
Didn't. We didn't go back. I think I'm gonna have to put that off until the end of summer or something like that.
All right. Well, I look forward to the day we get some real dirt on that situation.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever a scenario where I would actually get to go inside that apartment.
I did once. And also, Mary did a photo shoot there once, so you never know.
Yeah. I mean, in Rick James' apartment?
His exact apartment, but the complex.
Oh. Mm. I've never done anything there. I can ask Casey. His parents lived in there for a minute while they lived in LA. I can ask him what apartment number.
I already know.
Oh, I can ask his parents. What if it was the same apartment number?
Oh, you mean if they lived in Rick James' apartment? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or a neighbor.
I have another Michael Jackson song to go back to Billie Jean. I have Dirty Diana. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good one. That was a good one. Hey, I like that song.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a female guitar player on that that just killed it?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like I see the hair.
Jennifer Batten, I think was her name.
God.
Googling.
That one.
She had big, huge blonde hair.
Yeah, yes, huge. I just remember the hair.
And she would be in the Wind Machine, and she would just be like killing the guitar solo.
Yeah, Jennifer Batten.
Dirty Diana. Okay, this next one's a real stretch. If I didn't do my homework right in the first place, even within the confines of what I thought the topic was, which was in the song, there's a girl's name that we're singing about or a boy's name or whatever. So this is my stretch of all stretches. Ready?
Ready.
This is from Motley Crue. It's called Girls, Girls, Girls. And it's where Tom, they talk. They sing talk. They're not singing. They're just talking. Hey, Tommy, check that out. What, Vince? Where? Does that count at all?
You're really stretching it.
Okay.
Those
are names. Those are names in the song. Okay.
Oh, all right. I'm a little in shock right now.
I'll strike it off the list.
I'm in shock. Can I go next?
Yes, please.
Everyone's going to have this.
What's that?
Rosanna.
Yep. That was literally, look, on my, do you see my highlighted train? And then do you see the next word? Shut your face, Toto.
Rosanna.
We also talked about that on my most recent favorite episode, Yacht Rock.
I don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
Something's happening. All my earplugs are jumping out of my ears. I was so excited. I got excited talking about the Yacht Rock episode, which I think is like going to really blow up this summer. Everyone's like, they're ready for it. They're ready for it.
While they're swimming.
Yes, while they're swimming. Did we say Sarah? Sarah? Not Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
But look, that's next on my list.
That's weird. That's next on my list. What we have? Did you?
Sarah by who?
It's not even Sarah Smile, which is the song after that. It's Sarah by Starship. And then it's Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates.
Yes, I have those back to back. Back to back. Back to back.
Fucking shit.
Get it.
Okay, here's a Kale I'm expecting. I really expect this to be a Kale. And this is in the title. Ladies and gents, do you have Alice's Restaurant?
Ladies and gents.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I said that to Casey, and he was like, it's a 15-minute long song. Don't bring it up on the show because you don't want to have that on your playlist.
Oh. Is it really 15 minutes
long? Yes, it's 15 minutes long.
You could put it on the end.
Yeah. Oh.
I love that song, you guys.
Everybody listening, don't hit shuffle. That thing is, well, unless you want to go use the restroom, go do the, I love that song too. I do love that
Maybe
song.
Maybe you want to prepare some tacos or something. That's like a perfect amount of time for like the vibe, whatever. All right. Okay. If you choose not to put it on, Leslie, that's okay. Maybe we'll do a topic one day, like songs over 10 minutes long or something. We'll put it on that one. It'll just have five songs on it. It's so
long. It'll be a playlist that goes on for 5 days.
Yeah.
I know you both have this on yours, Jolene, Dolly Parton.
I didn't because I knew you guys would.
I have written next to that Jack White, because that was also, you know,
yeah.
I love his version.
Just because you wanted to write his version too.
I just want to write, oh my God, I just want to write everything that he says. I found the name of the song too by the White Stripes earlier that I couldn't find because my list is so immense. It's called Susie Lee.
Oh.
It's a very heavy guitar riff. And Susie Lee, the one I've been thinking of. It's so good. Dang. Is she the one I love? Bow, 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 bow. That's how it goes. Anyway.
Okay.
That.
I love it.
Mm-hmm, it's a great song.
I'll go next. I've already said this. You can skip it on the playlist. It's weird because it's not like I only know 10 songs, but somehow they fit in different categories. And this one is Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Right. That's one of your jams. There's a lot of names
right there. It was my first jam. You guys know that. So I had it. I had to put it on. Yeah.
Yeah. You love that jam. Put it on your toast.
I heard it not so long ago on Sirius Radio. It was so fun that it came on there.
All right. Next on my list is Candy, 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 I Can't Let You Go.
Is that by the Cars?
No, it's by Iggy Pop.
Oh, that I Have good. Candy-O by the Cars.
Nice.
Oh.
Thanks.
I do have Candy Iggy Pop. I have it, Kale.
Nice.
I do have it. I think I had another Iggy Pop. You know, Dear Prudence. He also did that once upon a time.
Oh.
Dear Prudence was Susie and the Banshees. I have it. Iggy Pop did it, and the Beatles. They're all best friends.
They're best friends.
Do you guys have A Letter to Elise by The Cure? My friend Robert Smith sings the song. It's called A Letter to Elise.
No.
It's beautiful. You can just listen to it.
Do you guys have a song called Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp?
Duh.
I wish.
Thank you.
Wait, you don't have that, Leslie?
No, I told you. Kale. I made one sheet of songs, and I thought, that's enough. I keep thinking of songs and I'm writing them down.
Oh, good. I have that for sure.
Cool.
Okay, cool. You know what you probably have on your list, and I'm going to just steal it from you?
Tell it.
Darling Nikki.
Sure do. Yes, I do. Kale. And also, in my sub note of that song, it's also... Oh, no, that's a lie. Oh, but I will do my other one. Computer Blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stretch. Go to the bins.
Just let me do it. I'm shaking my head right now.
I know you are. Let me do it. Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Blah, blah, blah. Right? No?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Names in song.
Names in a song. We've gone off the rails.
Leslie's not letting me have these. All right.
I didn't say anything.
Your face said it all.
If you're going to do that, I'm going to talk about a song that I say has my name in it.
Okay.
Did I already talk about this song? It's by Smokey Robinson. Or wait, what was the band he was in? Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, maybe?
Okay.
The song Groovin'.
Mm-hmm.
I think I talked about this already. I'm not kidding. I'm starting to repeat myself.
I probably
have talked about it already.
Please tell me.
But in the song Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon, you know, the bridge part says, life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly grooving. So I always go, and you and me and Leslie.
Right. Because it says actually endlessly.
Endlessly.
Right. And Leslie. Yeah. I love it.
And also,
you're on a triple date with Smokey.
We also have a friend, Rob Valier. He wrote a song and said all of our names in it. So I do have a song with my name in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cute.
Isn't it?
Cute. Just to be nice, he just did that for you?
I don't know if it's to be nice, but he's a singer-songwriter, or at least he was. I don't know if he still is, but we'll stalk him later.
Okay.
All right.
Well, my next one is called "The Wind Cries Mary" by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah. Kill.
Anybody?
I love that.
You
I
killed
have
me?
That.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah. But that's a really good song.
It is.
Wind. Chris, Mary, wow. That's what we should really do is a whole episode of singing guitar solos.
Oh, I think that would be a hit with our listeners.
I think it would hurt their ears.
That's what
I about mean. Sweet Caroline?
Great. And I don't have it.
Why not?
I don't know.
So good. I told you I'm so good. So good. That's where everyone sings it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, Leslie, what you got?
Okay, remember the band Europe?
How could you forget?
They sing the Final Countdown. Well, they also have a song called Carry.
That song.
Yes. Oh, Europe.
That's basically I don't remember.
The same. Whoa.
Nice.
Carry.
Okay,
that guy has a great voice.
Yeah, they're a great band. I forgot about them a little bit, but I liked their stuff. Are they prog rock?
Can we talk about Final Countdown? Is like that's the only thing they say. It's a final countdown. But then what? That's all the words. Oh no. We're heading for Venus. And then what? Do we stand tall? But really, there's not a lot of.
You just said like five different.
They have a lot of lyrics in that song.
You don't feel like there's that many lyrics for a full song. And it's a really long song. Anyway.
Well,
I guess I just thought they just said, it's a final countdown.
It's just the part that you like, remember.
Yeah, that's the hit part right there.
All right. Speaking of hits, you're going to go for this one, Kia.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are. Maybe you too, Leslie. How about this? Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Oh, yeah. Looking Glass. I have that. Mm-hmm. Boom. KO. Boom. That's also, if anyone wants to go back and listen to my most favorite recent episode, it's called Yacht Rock. We have it currently on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere you listen to our podcast.
Which actually, we need to discuss this right now because it's been brought to my attention. It's hard to find our playlists. So
why?
Well, we need to explain again how to find them, which is go for it, Leslie. You say,
I think you just chicks type in chicks love who love music and type
playlist,
press on playlist.
And then, but if you want to find an episode, you would say playlist Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock is the
top
playlist.
So,
right.
But
type in chicks who love
music.
Mm-hmm. Yacht Rock. Right there it is.
Okay, good. Someone was having troubles.
Not to name names, but clearly someone was having troubles.
Mm-hmm. There it is. And also, it's right next to the episode. So it's the playlist and the episode.
Oh, mine doesn't come up like that.
Are you a Spotify member?
I listen to Spotify.
But for free, or do you pay?
Oh, maybe I'm a freebie. Oh, I'm a jackass. Oh, my God. This is the episode I'm just getting a lot of trouble. I'm doing the homework wrong. I didn't subscribe. This. I might subscribe. I don't know.
Why don't you subscribe? It's good. It's really good.
I might have it. I might. I don't know. Apple just charges me money every month. I don't know what I'm
Apple? That's not even the same as Spotify.
Oh, well, then probably I don't have it.
Oh, my gosh. You're crazy today. What about, do you guys have this? Bobby McGee?
No.
You don't?
No.
No.
That's a great song.
You guys, come on.
La, 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 la. Do you guys have Maybelline by Chuck Berry?
Oh, my God. No, but I love that song.
Wow, you took it way back, Leslie. I like that.
I did. There's a lot of songs from yesteryear with names.
Oh, for sure.
Titles.
Well, I have an oldie but a goodie from the Rolling Stones called Angie. And I
Kale.
Love that.
Kale.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, let's go. Let me go again then. How about Aerosmith, Janie's Got a Gun?
Ooh. No, and that's so funny because I said to Casey, I know there's an Aerosmith song and I just couldn't think of it. I kept saying, Casey, there's an Aerosmith song.
It's
and
I called something else though. I mean, Janie's Got a Gun is like
it's in the lyrics, but is that not the title?
No, it's in the title, but it's not in the title. Hold on. Because I remember thinking, it's called The Water Song. / Janie's Got a Gun. Yeah.
The Water Song.
I know. A Water Song, not even the, just Water Song.
It is?
And then it says, Janie's Got a Gun. Yep.
Hmm. Weird. I don't remember it being called that.
I don't either, but if I, it's the first thing that pops up.
When I type it in, it says, Janie's Got a Gun, song, Aerosmith.
Look it.
You look it.
You look it. I can't read that shit. Quit showing me your guys' phones. No one can see that.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you.
It counts. It's in the title. So I'm going to count it.
It for sure counts.
What about you, Kia?
Where do I start? I just turned the page over.
Nuh-uh. You're literally on the back of your first page.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And I'm going to start right here. Two Concrete Blonde songs. One's called Tomorrow Wendy.
I love that song.
I know. I love that song, too.
It's so sad.
I know. It's very depressing. And then, of course, you know my number one hit that I always love to sing, Joey. You know I love it so much. But
did you sing it to Joey Fatone on our interview episode with him?
No, but I have his number. Should we call him? I can leave him the voicemail. Just be like, I forgot to sing you this. I'm sure you miss my voice.
No one's ever sung me that song before.
Weird. Weird. You guys, I also have... Okay, go ahead.
Leslie, it's your turn.
Okay, yeah. My next song is a song that the Everly Brothers did, but it was written by Roy Orbison because it was about his first wife. It's like a rockin' song about his first wife called Claudette. She unfortunately died in a horrible accident, just very young. They already had three kids, though. She was 24. She died when her motorcycle got hit by a... truck or something. But
wait, she was driving a motorcycle?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty badass. With three kids?
Not three kids on the motorcycle, but
little
she
irresponsible.
And Roy had three kids at the time. Mm-hmm. I guess you didn't think of that then. Probably not.
I mean,
but anyway,
Dwight
Yoakam does a great version of it too, but I really love the Roy Orbison version.
I don't know it. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's great. I'll put it on the playlist and you'll love it.
Okay. This one, Kia, I'm assuming you have, but if you don't have, then I have a question because it also harkens back to our punk rock episode.
Mm-hmm.
How
is
about
it by the Ramones?
Yes. Sheena is a punk rocker.
I have it.
Okay. I just got the joke or whatever you want to say. For the listeners, when we did the punk episode, didn't you say your friends would say Kia is a punk rocker?
Mm-hmm.
Were they doing a play off this song?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's 100% correct.
How did I not know that at the time?
I thought I sang it.
You did. I just didn't put it together at all.
Oh.
And then I saw this and I thought, I'm going to write it down, but I know Kia will have it. Do you have it? Yes.
I do have it. Yes. Okay, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Sheila is a punk rocker. Kia is a punk rocker.
It's all becoming clear.
Punk rocker now.
We've been talking for an hour, you guys.
Are you tired?
Do we have to do a part two?
We could do a part two. I could do a part two by myself. I've got so many fucking songs on my list.
We better do part two because I'm not done with my stuff.
Okay, do you want to do a Would You Rather?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think we better part two it.
I could do, we're just going to keep going.
Okay.
Going.
There's a lot. What we're telling you and the listeners is that there are a lot of songs with names in them, which is great. Except
and names in the titles.
Could so wait, are you saying on part two I have to play by the rules?
No, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, good.
I'll let you. You can keep playing.
Thanks.
I just recently, or not recently, recently watched that movie Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar.
I want to see it.
And there's a very funny moment I'll just tell you about real quick. They have a talking club, so all the ladies gather up and they have a talking club and they talk. They throw out a topic like, what facial features do you like, or what facial expressions do you like the most? And then they do like a smile. They do like, it's the weirdest thing ever. But you can swear, or you can only, if you swear, you can only use the F word. You can't use other words, and you can never lie. Ooh. And it's the funniest, quietest, little strangest moment. I don't know what just made me think about that. But anyway, people go watch that movie. Watch it and then call me back.
I think this is a talking club, you guys.
This is so, like a talking club.
This is a ladies talking club here.
Oh, that's what made me think about it. Because I was like, you're not going to get kicked out like the women who lie in the talking club.
Oh,
for not having the topic correct. That's what I'm trying to say to you. You're still invited to our talking club.
Thank you, Kia. You're great. Welcome. All right. Why don't you, would you rather us out of here, Les?
All right. Ready?
Ready.
Would you rather have a song written about you, but the name of it was changed to a different name? Or would you rather have a song with your name as the title, but it's not necessarily written about you?
Well, as we discussed previously, my name does not really rhyme very much with anything but diarrhea. So I guess I would just want a song with my name in the title. Right, but it's not about me? I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
Is my choice a song with the name and my name and just the title, but it's not about me? Or is the song about me with my name in the song, but not in the title?
Would you rather have a song written about you, but the name, your name was changed? It's just about you, but it doesn't say anything about Kia. Specifically, okay. But you know it's about you. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather have a song and it's called Kia, and then they're singing, but it's not necessarily about you. It's just your name.
I think I would rather have a song about me, but not with my name.
I'm gonna pick the same thing because what if you picked have the title be your name, but then the song was about some like dirty hoe bag and like just horrible things? And then everyone who's you go, hi, I'm so-and-so. And then they immediately think, oh, great. She's just like, blah, blah, blah. I would rather, I know it's about me, blah, blah, blah. That said, can anyone just write a song with Jillian in it? Is it that hard? God. Jessica.
Is it that hard?
Doesn't seem that hard. Kia, Kia, diarrhea.
See? How about just Kia, Kia, is my Kia. No, stop pooping and pissing over yourself. I won't have that kind of talk. That's a good one, Leslie. And you picked also a song about you, but not with your name.
Correct.
All right, great.
Well, unless the title of the song was Dirty Hoe Bag.
Yeah, Dirty Hoe Bag.
Yeah.
It could go either way.
That's true. Oh. That's true. Oh, we didn't ask.
Wait,
what kind
wouldn't it
of song.
About be about me if it was called Dirty Hoe? It wouldn't be about
no.
me.
No. What are you saying?
What are you saying? All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Wait.
We'll do a
you
part.
Guys, wait.
Wait.
We're Chicks Who Love Music, and we're on Twitter and Spotify. And Twitter, we're CWLMLA, Chicks Who Love Music Los Angeles on Twitter. Tweet us, follow us, and tweet at us. And also, you guys can subscribe and rate us and be our friends on Instagram and Facebook and all kinds of places in the universe where you listen to things and watch things and be our friend. I say that a lot. Do you
and
think
if
we've
they
gotten
subscribe,
a lot of friends?
I'll subscribe. I'll subscribe.
We really want some friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need some friends. Okay, but don't forget to come back for part two of names and we'll see what Jillian comes up with. Okay? Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, goofballs.